South Texas Alliance of Cities calls for compassionate solutions over Senate Bill 4. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. In a recent statement, the South Texas Alliance of Cities expressed deep concern over the potential implications of Senate Bill 4, SB 4, a controversial legislation addressing border security and immigration enforcement. The group, comprised of mayors from cities along the border, highlighted their disappointment following a federal appeals court's decision to let an earlier injunction against SB 4 stand, although with the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to lift the stay. At the same time, it considers the bill's merits. The alliance's statement emphasizes a palpable sense of apprehension among local leaders regarding SB 4's enactment and subsequent impact on border communities. According to the mayors, SB 4 is far from a viable solution to the border region's complex issues. Instead, they argue, the law would only sow further confusion and chaos, burden local law enforcement agencies, and divert crucial resources away from combating local crime and safeguarding communities. A particular point of contention is the fear that SB 4 could lead to widespread racial profiling, exacerbating tensions and undermining trust between law enforcement and the communities they serve. This concern is not unfounded. Similar legislation in other states has led to significant public outcry and legal challenges, highlighting the delicate balance between security measures and civil liberties. The alliance's statement also emphasizes the need for genuine, bipartisan solutions to address the multifaceted challenges along the border. They cite the bipartisan border bill as a prime example of legislation that offers a more humane and compassionate approach to managing border security and immigration and provides communities with the necessary resources to tackle these issues effectively. As the legal battle over SB 4 continues, with the Supreme Court set to revisit the appeal, the South Texas Alliance of Cities urges the highest court in the land to consider the bill's potentially detrimental effects on border communities. They call for rejecting SB 4 in favor of more constructive, solution-oriented approaches that respect the rights and dignity of all individuals while ensuring the safety and security of border regions. The alliance cites the bipartisan border bill as a prime example of legislation officially titled the Emergency National Security Supplemental Appropriations Act of 2024. This act represents a comprehensive approach to addressing immediate national security challenges while laying the groundwork for long-term strategic and humanitarian objectives. While the act includes significant funding and provisions related to the U.S.-Mexico border, much of the financial allocation goes beyond direct border security measures. The proposed border legislation seeks a total funding of $118 billion. To illustrate how these funds are intended to be allocated, consider the following breakdown: $19.85 billion is earmarked for the restoration of U.S. military assets and equipment previously supplied to Ukraine from the Department of Defense, DOD, reserves. $13.8 billion is allocated to enable Ukraine to replenish its arsenal with weapons and ammunition from the U.S. defense industry, and $14.8 billion is dedicated to sustaining U.S. assistance to Ukraine, encompassing military training, intelligence exchange, augmented presence, and additional supportive measures. Attached below is a 19-page document detailing the border bill for your review. Alternatively, you can use the provided link to access the document directly from the official government platform. Follow the link below to read the full document. https://www.appropriations.senate.gov/emo/media/docs/emergency_national_security_supplemental_section-by-section.pdf. You can also read the document below. Emergency National Security Supplemental Section by Section.